Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors. I'm here today with Ted Baker's CEO, Rachel Osborne, and CFO, David Wolfe, who'll give an overview of Ted Baker's interim results and quarter three trading update. Rachel, can you give us the key highlights for Ted so far this year?
Thanks, Tamsin. Ted has made solid progress during the first half, which again has been adversely affected by COVID headwinds, creating a multi-speed recovery. Sales growth has been in line with our expectations for both half one and Q3. Our new collections are about 6 to 8 weeks in, so early days with some positive signs and some areas we can improve. We have taken a proactive stance to move away from the heavy discounting of recent years and giving up on some lower quality sales. This is critical as we move to re-establish our premium brand positioning. We've made really encouraging progress in half one with full price sales mix up over 500 basis points. We're on a multi-year journey with this and it won't be a straight line, but we're committed to delivering a similar 500 basis point improvement in full price mix in the second half. This improvement in full price mix, combined with the cost disciplines we've delivered, have driven an 11 million improvement in profitability. We are very aware of the headlines around supply chain disruption and inflation in the market. These haven't affected us too much to date, and Ted has a robust mitigation programme which should limit any impact. We're now 18 months into our transformation plan, and I'm pleased with the progress that we've made so far. The team has done very well. With our foundations fixed, costs under control, and cash flow disciplines embedded, most of our focus as a leadership team is now on the core value creation factors for our business: brand, customer, and product. We've made great progress on all three aspects, especially in the context of our long lead times, with COVID impacting customer spending patterns and behaviours, as well as an evolution in the market product mix. On brand, our brand metrics have remained resilient. And despite the multi-speed recovery that will play out in the return of our footfall, we've widened our customer base and deepened our understanding of our target customers. And even though there's been a dramatic shift in category mix, and this remains in flux, in our new ranges, we've seen encouraging pickup across the wider design pyramid. So that as we move towards a post-transformation plan and a post-COVID environment, we will be much stronger and more resilient on brand health, have deeper customer engagement and more relevant product.
David, could you give us some of the highlights in terms of the numbers?
Of course. This set of numbers for the half year represents a turning point for Ted. It reflects the combination of the hard work we've done on the cost base with a return to top line growth. Brand sales are 22% up on last year, showing our now expanding global brand footprint. With revenue up 18%, we've kept cost growth down to 9.5%, significantly improving our cost to sales ratio, despite last year including furlough savings. Our reported underlying PBT loss is 27 million, improved by 11 million since last year. As expected, free cash flow was negative at a 55 million outflow as we invested in stock and working capital for strong growth, and also to support a good peak season, whilst maintaining those controls on CapEx. Our robust balance sheet means we still have 13 million of net cash at the half year and are in a strong liquidity position to execute the transformation. Full reported PBT loss is 25 million, 60 million better than last year, as we see the improvement in underlying profit combined with major reductions in impairment charges. Again, this reflects the turnaround starting to take effect, and we're in a strong position to build further. Turning to some of the other dynamics, our stock position continues to be healthy. Going into the second half, stock at 101 million represents controlled inventory growth to support our growing sales. And we have further improved the aging profile of the stock, with current season stock now up to 62% of total, improved from 49% at the year end. This healthy stock level ensures that we have good availability going into peak and can also improve margin through reduced obsolescence costs. Supply chain and inflationary cost pressures are front and center at the moment. We have identified all the key areas of risk and have well-established mitigations to limit our exposure. Whilst TED faces similar issues to the rest of the industry, we have the benefit of ongoing efficiency opportunities that in many cases balance those upward cost pressures. On supply chain, the five key areas of risk do not represent a material overall risk to availability, and we are well prepared for contingencies around HGV hauliers and bulk freight. On costs, staff cost inflation is being managed, and we are making room for this in our plans. Our initiatives on sourcing, supply chain re-engineering, digital marketing efficiency, and on rent balance those risks with a range of opportunities.
Thanks, David. Sounds like TED's showing more good work. How's current trading and how do you see the outlook?
Well, we're pleased that Q3 in total sees another strong growth quarter over last year, 21% up, and further progress up towards last year minus one or FY20. We see that upward trajectory towards last year minus one, particularly in the stores channel, where Q3 was 43% up on last year and showed clear sequential improvement from Q1 and Q2. Online is affected by two factors: challenging comparatives from last year's highly promotional market and TED taking a stronger full price stance. Revenue is 3% back on last year, but still 12% up on 2 years ago, and with a 500 basis points improvement in TEDcom margin to go with that. We think this is healthier and a more sustainable business. Wholesale continues to improve. Year to date, wholesale is following the upward trajectory of stores at a slightly better level. Licensing had another positive quarter at 26% growth, with further upwards progress on 2 years ago as categories like children's wear and eyewear continue to do well. Looking forwards, despite some continuing uncertainty, we've made material progress and reconfirm our FY23 targets. In fact, we're also upgrading, now for the third time, our debt target to a net cash positive commitment for FY22. Going into the second half of FY22, we are clearly still affected by COVID, and we will continue to mitigate the various supply chain issues. We're not giving guidance for FY22, but we're not anticipating any change to consensus forecasts. The full year will be loss-making, but we're looking forward to a second half that brings further material improvement in profitability.
Rachel, could you give us an update on TED's strategic progress?
The strategy we laid out back in June 2020 remains on track and we're delivering. We have made good progress and the work we have done on brand and product sets us up well for driving top-line growth. David has already touched on the excellent work that's been done on resetting our cost base, and you'll see we've broadened the third pillar of the strategy to efficiency through transformation, as drive significant cost out no longer captures all of the elements of this part of the strategy. Our brand is the core asset of the business, and the good news here is that the brand remains in great shape. Once again, we have seen improvement in the basket of our core brand metrics, with consideration, brand affinity, quality perception and net promoter score all showing sequential improvement from the start of the year. Before David and I arrived, there had been little to no customer insight work carried out here. Today, we have a much better knowledge, but there's still more work to do. In simple terms, we've identified four key target customer groups that map to our product pyramid. Our target customers are 28 to 55 in age range, all within the top socio-demographic groups and income range, and are interested in clothes, fashion and shopping. They all like socialising, travel, music and health and wellness. However, their preferences and uses do differ. In moving to the pyramid principles in our designs, we can expand our relevance for these large customer segments. On product refresh, the feedback from the showrooms has been encouraging, with many buyers recognising the evolution on the ranges. We've had some real success with formal, occasion wear dresses, accessories, men's trousers and footwear. Last year, we talked about opportunities within the entry price product, and I'm pleased to say that we're having success with adding some width to the entry price points. Customers have also been buying into our new fabrications and shapes, as we've been thoughtful about versatility and the use of more contemporary fabrics. TED continues to be at the forefront on the ESG agenda. It's been a core part of the business's DNA for years, and we continue to push to do even better. We've made further progress on our Fashioning a Better Future programme, including further transparency on the supply chain. We started publishing our Tier 1 supplier list 2 years ago, and now include all our licensed partner factories too. And we're not stopping here. We've mapped all of our subcontractors. We've launched several new products within our organic and recycled programme. Our use of sustainable cotton continues to increase, and we're well on our way to achieve our 75% target by the end of the year. I'm particularly proud to confirm we've now set our climate targets, and we're in the process of submitting them to the Science Based Target Initiative. We have good transparency, strong credibility, and we're executing on our ambitious programme. We're not just talking about it. So, to conclude, I'm reassured with the progress that we've made. Half one and Q3 sales numbers are in line with our expectations. Early customer reactions to our new products are positive, but we do have further work to do. Our brand has strengthened further and remains a key asset for the group. We're pleased with the start of the re-establishment of our premium positioning, with the full price sales mix improvement for half one. And we're on track for half two, 500 basis points improvement also. Our financial performance has shown solid improvement, with gross margin up materially, losses reduced, and high confidence in our cash position as we upgrade our net cash target for the third time. Our teams have done really well. We have got ourselves in a good position. Our brand, product, and customer journey starts in earnest now. So we're optimistic, but remain sensibly cautious on outlook, given the uncertainties ahead in the market and the global economy. That said, I am confident in TED delivering ongoing improvement in our financial performance and delivering on our strategy. We will continue to pivot towards growth opportunities, both in terms of our priority growth markets and digital opportunities. We know that the TED brand is well received across all our global markets, and we will be investing further in building greater brand awareness to capture that opportunity.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.